Om Shanti, 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 good evening. Welcome to One Life to Live. On this beautiful Thursday evening. Everybody's wet. It's good for you. Make your hair grow. I bet you think you voluntarily came here. You came here because you had to come here. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. All this was prearranged before you were born. And here we are. And you think you had something to do with it. You had a choice. You never have a choice to do anything, really. Except to turn within and find out who you are. Otherwise, you're like a puppet, manipulated by karma, you believe you have freedom, everything is predestined, preordained. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place and falling as it should. It's when you react to life that the problems begin. You have been trained, programmed since you were a little kid. And now you are completely spoiled, rotten. For you believe this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. This should be this way, this should be that way. And if it doesn't work out the way you think it should, you get mad, you get into a temper. You get upset. Life is very simple. Why make it complicated? Life is simplicity itself. Leave it alone. Don't try to change anything. You're here to enjoy, to love, to be. Never try to improve things or to change things. Or just to be yourself. What is that thing? And why are you here? When a person begins a spiritual path, it is no accident. Again, they did not choose a spiritual path. It happened by itself. As you are aware, there are millions of people who have no spiritual path at all. And the world goes on. But those of us who have a spiritual path have not asked for one. It just happened to you. Due to the fact you came this way through karma, you've been this way before, and you're continuing the path. when you first began, you were like a little child, learning about God. Does God really exist? Who is God? You were very inquisitive. If you were really sincere in your heart, the Guru would then push you forward. Forward to new vistas, new understanding. And you come in contact with a sage. And satsang. Satsang means sitting at the feet of the master. Literally, sat means wisdom, consciousness. The master, consciousness, wisdom is all the same. It's not my consciousness or my wisdom. It's not your wisdom, your consciousness. It's just consciousness and wisdom. I don't own it, neither do you. So you come to sit in wisdom. You do not come to get wisdom. You do not come to give wisdom. You come to sit in wisdom. The wisdom which already exists. Which has always existed. And which will always exist. The wisdom which asks you, who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What's my purpose in life? Those questions arise of their own accord. There is no answer to any of the questions. Never seek an answer. If you ever come up with an answer, it's the wrong answer. When there's no place to go, nothing to attain, no God to worship, there's no path whatsoever. There is not even satsang. There's no master. There's no wisdom. Then what exists? Silence. Pure awareness. Sounds. The sounds of the heart. Infinite sounds. In the sounds, creation begins. Creation begins when you start to think. and you break the silence. In the beginning there was silence. Then you came along and began thinking. And now we have an entire universe. You created it out of yourself. Everything that exists came from you. And you don't even exist yourself. So how can you do this? How can a non-existent being create a non-existent universe? That's for you to find out. Suffice it to say, everything that you believe exists does not exist. Everything that you have faith in does not exist. Your personal gods your body, your ego, everything you believe in does not exist. What exists? Nothing exists. Then you ask, what am I doing here? Who says you're here? You allow the mind to play games with you. So say you're a man, you're a woman. You have things to accomplish. Possessions to accrue. You compare yourself with the people next door. And you make a life for yourself. Then you find out the life isn't working like you wanted it to, and you get upset. But the life that I'm talking about is like a moving picture. It only exists for a time. And it disappears. And you look back in retrospect in your life, you will see that you've wasted so much time trying to improve things, trying to judge people, places, and things. Trying to make things go your way. Believing that you'll be happy if certain things happen the way you think they should. Then when they do happen, you're not happy at all. You're happy for a short time. You become miserable again. You spend your time searching, looking, reading, trying to discover new secrets. Everything is a waste of time. there's nothing going on. Nothing's really happening. Become part of the nothing, rather than part of something. And something has to change. Everything that the senses behold must change. Do not allow your mind to think about these things. Do not allow your mind to differentiate between good and bad, right and wrong. Now I know what I'm saying to you. Makes you think, well, how am I supposed to live then? He's telling us we're not supposed to do anything. We're not supposed to react. We're not supposed to go out in the world. We're not supposed to think. We're not supposed to create anything. Then why am I here? Why are you here? What makes you think you're here? Find out. Are you really here? Who's here? Who are you? What are you? An organism with some sort of life to it? Struggling all these years for survival? Life in this essence is beautiful, but not the life that you're living. There is a life that's so beautiful, so precious, so joyous, but it's beyond the senses. It's beyond knowingness. It's beyond all concepts. It's your real life. Some people call this life Brahman. Some people call this life consciousness. Pure awareness, absolute reality. Yet if you've not experienced it, you don't know it exists. Is there something else in your life that you live now? Does something else exist at all? You have to keep asking yourself this over and over again. What is reality? What is consciousness? What am I doing here? Find out. Spend periods in the silence when you observe your breath. When you watch your thoughts. this as often as you can. Never react to the world, no matter what it shows you. Dive deep within the self. So when you dive within the self, is by not reacting to life. Every time you see a situation, you do not react to it, you're going deeper within the self. You're not who you think you are. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop looking at your situation. Yearning for better things. Believe me, if you change your lifestyle, things will be better for you. Learn to leave yourself alone. Do not interfere with yourself. And you will find you will become happier than you ever in your life. Simply by leaving yourself alone. You have everything you need within you to become self-realized, to become liberated. There's nothing anybody has to give you for this to happen. You have all the tools to make it happen yourself. Yet you insist on reacting to the world. It is this that keeps you back from self-realization. Who can hurt you? What can hurt you? Nothing but your thoughts. If you stop your thoughts, you become unhurtable. For there's no one left to hurt. If you're involved in your thinking process, you become hurtable. When your thoughts always bring to you in your mind certain instances, certain things that you think will hurt you. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, you believe you have to do certain things to keep from being hurt. All you really have to do is know who you are. That's it. Understand your real nature, who you really are. Forget about the past. Forget about people who hurt you before. Drop everything, let it go. Let go of everything, everything. Hold on to nothing. Stand naked in the world without a foundation. Nothing to take refuge in. Then you'll be cleansed completely. And you'll become the ascended master. But when you take refuge in this and you take refuge in that, this keeps you from your real self. An example. In Buddhism, you learn to take refuge in the Buddha. To take refuge in the Sangha. And so forth. Yet when you do this, you become an idiot. For you're holding on to something. You become dull. Insensitive. Hold on to nothing. Yet most of us have fear. We're afraid to do this because we don't know what will happen to us. We feel secure when we take refuge in something. The security is your downfall. As long as you feel secure, you'll never grow. It's like having money in the bank. You're afraid to spend it. You're afraid to be without an account. For you think this is your nest egg. You hoard it. You always look at the balance. See what you have. This keeps you from advancing spiritually. Remember the Israelites of old, when they were in the desert for 40 years. They were told not to say any manna. And throw away the extra money that they have, not to save anything. And new money was provided for them daily. This had meaning. As long as you have something to hold on to, something to save you from something, you can never become free and realize. Most of us are afraid of having nothing. Yet nothing is absolute reality. nothing is your savior. Nothing is reality. Something, on the other hand, is your enemy. Something always holds you back. I'm not saying you have to give your possessions away. I'm saying possess all your will, but never be possessed by your possessions. Do not believe that what you own will be your security. It never works out this way. Your security is yourself. The faith that you have, the power that you have, the love that you have. This is your security, nothing else. Yet most of us can never live this way. From what we've been brought up to believe, we have to have something. And we feel if we have nothing, we haven't made it in this world. And we become depressed. For we compare ourselves with others. Yet every great spiritual master has lived from day to day, never caring or knowing what's going to happen the next day. But you say, how can we do such a thing in the West? You say, this is for monks, nuns, for people who have given up this world. On the contrary, you'll be happier than you've ever been in your life if you stop worrying about your possessions and what you should have, what you shouldn't have. For you're not your possession, nor are you your body. Nor are you the mind that thinks these things. Why not surrender right now to the power which knows the way? Make up your mind this night that you're going to get rid of everything, mentally. You're going to let go of the past, the future, the present. You're doing this right now, this minute. You're letting go of all of your fears, all of your frustrations, all of your thinking. You're not only concerned what's going to happen to you tomorrow, where you will be, where you won't be. You're no longer worried about a job, income. People, places, things. you have found freedom. Absolute freedom. This freedom will take care of you, will guide you, listen to it closely. It'll tell you what to do, how to return. This freedom is really you. Behold, I make all things new. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Notice I am. I am is always with you. For I am is you. I am with you always. How can it be any different? I am is consciousness. And your very soul, your very self. Every time you say I am, remember what you're saying. You don't have to say anything after that, just say I am, that's the end. As you go through the vicissitudes of life, whatever you see, just say, I am. And everything will be taken care of. When something seems to be wrong in your life, say, I am. Very powerful. It will cause many changes in your life. Do not say anything after I am. Just say I am. That's sufficient. Not I am this or I am that. Just I am. I am knows what to do. Knows what you need. I am knows who you are. I am. Let's go within right now. And think along with me along these lines. I am. I have always been. I will always be. Is absolute reality. I am is the truth about myself. I am now lifts me up in the mortal life. So a pleasant consciousness where I am totally free and liberated. The world can no longer affect me in any way. People, places, and things can no longer affect me in any way. For I am. I have returned to my source. I am. All is well.
I have something I'd like to take on. I've listened a number of times to Dr. Chopra's talk. Dr. Chopra, on quantum healing. And in this talk, he says that in this phenomenal world, and relative plane that I live on, is a field of infinite possibilities. And it seems to me that anything in duality is a possibility. In other words, the sinking of the Titanic was a possibility. The merging of Christ into Sri Ramakrishna was a possibility. When I saw beautiful colored lights dancing to some music that was being played when I was on an LSD trip, that was a possibility. And when a great airliner takes off from Los Angeles with several hundred people and lands in New York 6 hours later, within minutes of when it's due, that's a possibility. Anything in duality is a possibility, and it's either real or unreal, however I want to look at it. All right?
Yes. How beautiful. When you project your thoughts in it, it becomes what your thoughts make it.
You want to create the question, who am I, with where does I come from? How is those two meanings connected? How do they connect?
Who am I actually means? What is the source of the I?
Well, how does it mean that? It doesn't mean that you might think.
What brain?
brain that thinks it's asking a question. I mean, it asks, who is that lady? So I'll say, well, that's so and so. But it doesn't say to me if she comes from Germany. Those two meanings don't connect to me.
You mean who am I and what is the source of the I?
Yeah.
What is the source of the I?
Yeah.
The one I?
Yeah. One said it means that where does I come from? Those two meanings.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where does I come from? Who am I? Where's the source of the I? When you keep asking these questions to yourself, you'll become still and quiet and peaceful. And one day the whole thing will disappear. There'll be no more eye left. There'll be no more foot left. You'll go with the eye. I don't have any more questions. So who am I and what is the source of the eye? It's synonymous. There's no difference.
They always trouble my brain just like Fred does. I finally had to convert it, maybe Ramana just didn't understand English.
So this is another language.
Why then I want to find out who am I?
Because anyway, the only friend that you have.
Well, I will find out who am I anyway. If it's preordained,
then
I will find out who I am. Why
do
I want to find it out? Why?
Everything is preordained, as you say. You two as a friend are finally going to go behind the whole thing. We inquire, who am I? What you're doing is you're letting go of everything. The predestination, the predestiny, everything lets go. It goes away, it disappears. And you find out that you are Brahman, your absolute reality.
Yeah, but isn't that though that I leave the body and then I go into the body? How would I put it?
See, when you realize everything is predetermined, the predestined, then you're stuck to go through everything. But who am I releasing you from that? I release you from predetermination, predestiny. It makes it completely free.
But why do I want to find out? I mean, if I do not even exist, why do I want to find out who I am?
Because you don't believe that you don't exist. If you really knew that you didn't exist, you wouldn't have to do that. But you don't believe that you don't exist, you think you are somebody. Then you have to practice the practices to be nobody. Intellectually, you're saying that I am nobody. I don't exist. Then you ask the question, what do I have to do this for? But if you really were nobody, you wouldn't have to do anything. There's nothing that you have to do. Doing it makes you realize this. When you inquire, where am I? And say to this place where you will be totally free and liberated. So you don't believe it consciously right now. You say it, but you don't believe it. Then you have to practice, where am I? And take you deeper and further into the self. We'll be totally free. You see what I mean?
But isn't that preordained too, then? Just like when you just start talking, and then you just, why are you here? You think that you're doing something, but this is all preordained, it's already...
It's all preordained. But you get beyond it, to transcend the preordination. You inquire, where am I? This takes you out of it and awakens you. It gives you total freedom, liberation. But if you don't do that, then everything is preordained and it keeps on being preordained. The only freedom from the preordination is to ask, where am I? To go within. You'll break it all to pieces. You'll break out of the shell of preordination, predestiny, karma. That's the only way to break away from it.
But the inquiry is also preordained, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that you ask the question, you
know? The inquiry is not really preordained. The inquiry is a freedom that you have. We have a certain freedom. If everything was preordained, we'd never be able to be anything. We'd be the same all the time. Nothing would ever change. We'd never get out of it. So when you ask, who am I? It transcends the preordination. It brings you to reality.
But actually, we don't believe that we don't exist.
Yes.
Yeah. why you keep on thinking and doing what you think you're doing.
Exactly.
And if we realize that we not even exist, then this is not preordained.
Exactly.
But you often say that we have the choice. You don't have any choice in the matter except the choice to turn it in. Mm-hmm. Do we really have the choice to turn it in?
Yes.
Who has the choice to turn it in if we don't ever have a choice in
the matter? The one who believes I have no choice.
So there's only one choice that we have?
The one choice that you have to turn is not to react to any condition.
And that's where I get confused. It's where, who has the choice to do that? If it's all predetermined, then there's no individual.
It's all predetermined except in the choice. That's the only feeling you've got. You believe you're an individual, and you believe that you're preordained. So because you believe this, you have the choice to ask yourself, who am I? And turn within.
Yeah, but whether or not I do that, is that a choice, or is that just one more event in the process?
It's a choice. It's the only feeling we've got, the only choice we've got. Turn his hands and tell the truth. Then the whole ball game is over.
We make a choice to do that? It just doesn't happen as one more step in the evolution of them?
It is your choice, it is your freedom that you have to make. You have the freedom to make the choice.
What's the freedom based on? In other words, who's making it? Who? What kind of entity has the freedom to make a choice? Like for me, it seems like everything I do is based on a conditioning.
Yes, it's the ego that makes a choice. The same ego that doesn't exist, the same ego that is preordained, is also the ego that makes a choice. But as soon as you transcend the ego, totally and completely. And become free.
Yeah, I can understand that part, but I don't understand how there's one choice out of the midst of no choice. You know what I mean? I don't get where there's an individual who has that some kind of volitional power to do the turning event. Seems like still integrated in the whole scheme of things. Maybe it'll lead to the transcendence of the predetermination, but it still seems to be within the realm of predetermination to turn it in.
It seems that way, but it's not. The predetermination exists in all areas, except when you say, who am I?
And what makes us say that?
Your spiritual practices that brought you here throughout the years, throughout the centuries. You need them to say that now. Prior to this, you were never able to do this. You just went along with the game.
So that freedom entails some kind of preconditioning. That there's something, there's preconditions for that freedom to do it. So you have some kind of previous, whatever you want to call it, evolution or something. To bring it to the point where we say, who am I? Right?
Say that again.
The freedom to say, who am I? Is based on doing something in the past, so to speak. Whether it's spiritual practices or just reaching a certain level of some kind, if you want to put it in those words.
I'm practicing spiritual sadhana all these years. You're getting to the point now where you can say, who am I?
Right. So the sadhanas are the preconditioning for the preconditions, prerequisites.
Yes. Yes. It's brought you to that place. Prior to that, you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't do anything like that. But now you will. Any announcements?
Yes. Can you bring the books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody wants to know anything about books or tapes,
I had a call tonight from a lady who lives across from the temple. She's come to satsang sometimes. And Fred, you may know her.
Say again?
Anyway, some woman that lives across from the temple, she has come to satsang. Verda? Verda, you can know. She lives in a big house with the fence around and all the dogs. And anyway, she wants 3 books. And she'll give...
Oh, I know. I know you, but I didn't know she was interested in this.
Oh, yes.
She had been coming?
She has come a couple times. Maybe more than a couple times. Anyway, she calls. She wants 3 books. I'm sorry, this is not real. I should have done this quietly. But I said you would bring... Maybe you know her. Kumari?
Yes.
Verda? Oh, Kumari.
Yeah. No. Kumari's behind the ship.
Verda.
Yes.
I didn't realize she was interested in this angle.
She wants 3 books, and I said that you would bring them to her. If that's all right, and she will give you the money if you want to come to
It's a lady with the dogs, huh?
With all the dogs. But she said, but Fred, don't go up there until you call her first.
I got to find out where the dogs. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I have her number, and maybe I'll give it to you after. I'm sorry, Mother. But anyway, if anybody else is interested in books, how many do we have?
Several.
Several? Oh, good. Okay.
The next session will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Same place, same channel.
Same nothingness?
Same foolishness. I got some prasad here.